Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
And just a couple of minutes, 10 bands from the Great White North coming up with a Sit and Spin, but first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
And a couple from our question when it comes to blowing money, what was worth it, what was not. Guys, I spent $5,000 to spend 3 days in Augusta, Georgia. Had tickets for the practice round, great time. Paid too much for a 26-year-old single malt, I guess, scotch for my wife's retirement.
All right.
Lagavulin?
I don't know.
Sure.
It was a class 5 on post for $2,400. On sale for $1,900. She doesn't like it. It's too peaty. Her go-to is an 18-year Glenlivet. I love the show. That from Johnny. Let's see. Bitches, 3 years ago, I decided to splurge and get an amazing mattress. I spent $4,500 on a Stearns & Foster. Fully adjustable, lights up, and vibrates. Life-changing.
All right.
Maxing out the quality of your sleep makes everything better. Rock on. That from Jose of the Kentucky chapter.
Get a good mattress if you can. But yeah, it's a ripoff. I mean, it's not quite a ripoff. It's just really, really expensive.
Correct.
And you spend all of your time unconscious on it.
I told us I just spent a little north of $60,000 on a fully restored and modified classic truck. My dad got me into classic cars when I was a kid, and when he was sick about a decade ago, shortly before he passed, I told him I'd build a truck like this in his honor one day. All the super expensive work on this one is done. Now I just need to make a few tweaks to fulfill that vision, and I'll never sell it. More than worth the money spent. That from Irish.
I want to see that truck.
Pretty cool looking truck.
That's a cool. Yeah. At first, when you read 60 grand, you're
hot damn,
holy
man.
Cow. But
yeah.
When you see the truck, you're like,
that's badass, brother.
All right.
That's badass.
Gentlemen, regarding the talk about headphones and the question on spending a lot and was it worth it, I was shopping last Friday for a new Macintosh amplifier. It's $8,000 a badass.
Yeah.
Will be worth it. I'll have it forever. That is a fact on that.
Yes, you will.
While they wrote up the paperwork, I spotted these $2,000 headphones. Holy crap. Top-end audio gear gets pricey fast, especially when looking at bi-amping, monoblocks, and tube power. My goal is to get some high-end JBL studio monitors to shake the plaster off the walls. Go M's, that from Jerry. Look at those Sony headphones, $2,200 and $2,000.
I mean, I can look at them and tell that they are. I mean, that's engineer quality. It's funny that you have to spend so much on tubes now because everything just used to be tubes.
Tubes, yeah. That's what I use.
It is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, lifelong Duke fan. Watched them play at UW in 1989 when Quinn Snyder played at Mercer Island High School, was a senior. Christian Leitner was a freshman at Duke. Tickets to the Duke-UNC game were $2,000. Total cost of the trip was $4,000. Got lots of pics and video. The best environment for a live game.
And that's an 89.
That from Andy. That's a ton of money.
I know enough about sports, though. That might have been number one, number two.
Yeah, I mean, look, no, I understand UNC Duke. I'm just saying $2,000 in 89 would be what, like $15,000 now?
Who knows?
Yeah. Golly.
Okay, time for a few birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hello, Michelle. My buddy Avery is turning 28 today. We are two Seattle transplants living in this beautiful utopia known as Jacksonville, Florida. I can't even write that without laughing. It is literally the most boring big city I've ever heard of. Since he is a newer dad, let's hear some dad jokes from Miles. Also, can we get the captain telling us how boring Jacksonville was when he visited here? Thanks, guys. That from Brett. Okay, dad jokes. What do we got? I think I got a good list of jokes today.
All right.
You guys ready?
All right.
What do you call a dolphin who's from Germany? You guys should know this. You're dirty Germans. What do you call a dolphin from Germany?
Dolphin from Germany?
Yeah. Dolphin Lundgren.
A dolphin.
Stupid.
You guys know that Marvin Gaye used to keep his lamb in a winery.
No. His lamb?
Yes. And then he heard it through the grapevine. Told you, man, they're money.
I mean, they're good.
They're money.
They're good. That's going to take me a second.
It's actually hard, guys, to choose which body part of mine is my favorite.
Oh, yeah?
But I'll pick my nose. Couple more. This morning saw Cardi B's sister at the gym working out.
Oh,
yeah? God damn it. Is she doing cardio?
Cardio.
It's her sister.
Right.
How do you get down from a horse? Dad jokes, how do you get down from a horse? Mike, you should know that you live at Eam Club.
Yeah. Yeah. Get off it.
You don't. You get down actually from a goose. And finally, NASA is launching a new space mission.
like a down comforter.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't get down from a horse. You get it from a goose. Yeah.
NASA is launching a new space mission to say sorry to the aliens.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. It's called Apollo G.
Nice.
There's some classics in there.
It really was.
That's so doggone stupid. Good job there, kid.
Yes, friends, it's time.
Oh, Captain.
Hold on.
Sit and spin.
They're not even here yet.
All right, hold on.
Come on, Mike. Chill out.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Mike just trying to cancel out the old Capitan, probably based on a little late-night poker game we did.
But
you signed the NDA, so we won't say anything about it.
That's why I gave you the look. It's like they're not even here yet. Like,
but as far as Jacksonville, Florida, you know, I went there once with my buddies Felix and Stone. And we went there for the only reason anyone visits Jacksonville, to buy meth and sell teeth. Because teeth and shirt sleeves are in short supply. But since your buddy Avery is now a father, here's some advice from the old Capitan. Keep all of your kids' baby teeth and then bedazzle your jeans with them and you'll fit right in. Crunch berries.
And finally, for the birthday request, Ola Bicholas and Men's Room, please give a shout-out to UW Nate. It is his 32nd rotation around the sun, and this year he is going to be a father in January.
Hey.
So if Coach Ted could give him some advice for raising a child, and if the Dirty Germans could talk to him about celebrating tonight at the Luau in Lahaina. Finish with a good old happy Chinooka. Mahalo, guys. That from the wifey known as Shay.
Is that the Smith family one? In Lahaina? Could be.
I don't know.
There's a Smith family luau. It's pretty famous. People keep sending me pictures.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I went to a very traditional, I told you, luau at the Sheraton in Maui.
Well, the Smith family one's just as traditional. We're all from there. All right. Being a good father. Well, first of all, you're doing the right thing. You're raising him up hopefully as a husky. So that's good. I don't know. I never really dealt with a little wiggly, tiny one. Be nice. Be around. Go to his games. Her games. Whatever it is.
Yeah, if you're going to be at the luau, this is quite easy. You said you'll be in Lahaina, so get what we call the special, the Lahaina vagina. And also, since your wife's name is Shay, maybe cover your face with Shay butter tonight.
Yeah, what's the game they play over there with the bar? And they hold it up and you, like, limbo. So when you bend backwards, keep your mouth closed.
Wow. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaz and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No.
50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Dakota, 508. We'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check out Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
You should really quit smoking, Miles.
That's right.
Thank you, Miles. There's a fast-growing demographic in the world of renting. Boomers.
Yeah, I can believe that.
They're starting to go back into their renting ways.
Well, also, like, if you're already a boomer and you're retired, like, why would you buy a house to invest in a property?
Yeah. Fair call.
You know what I mean?
It's hard to get a mortgage.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't buy it in cash.
Yeah, are you going to have a 30-year loan?
Right. My dad's 85, and they were talking about it, and they're like, well, they rent now. It's like, do you know how hard it is to convince a bank to even give you a 15-year loan when you're 85?
No, okay. Well, yeah. Sure, yeah, 15 years.
Yeah, 85. My mom, when she was like 76, was like, I'm going to buy this house. I was like, you have no children.
How?
Yeah, and it's like, you could afford it, but it's like, you're never going to see the profit on it.
No.
A new study found that kids who use social media score lower on reading and memory tests.
Just keep repeating this.
Do we not
know this yet? Come on, man.
It's not fed to them.
Correct.
That's not fed to them. It's just rapid fire. There's not a lot of real retention. I don't blame the kids on this. It's like, guys, it is what it is. We know this now.
There doesn't even need to be retention. Even if it is your friends and what they're doing, it's starting to become that, oh, yeah, I did see something about that. Like, I catch myself doing it more often than not.
Yeah.
You know,
it makes sense. Like, right, you give people 15-second tidbits of information, right. That's probably what's going
to
happen.
It used to be that, you know, you had a Rolodex of people that you would call throughout the entirety of the week just to catch up with them and see how they're doing.
Right.
But, shoot, we got a news board now that just tells you what everybody's dealing with.
Yeah.
As long as they're free to put it up there.
Exactly.
After a while, you hear from somebody that's like, I didn't know you were going through that. Like, well, I don't post everything on social media.
Yeah.
Some of you post too damn much.
Yeah. Hear about what my kids did today. Like, I don't care.
I do not care.
I don't care. Or vague posting.
Another crazy day. Done much longer I can deal with it.
Just
got something to say.
It.
Freaking say it.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Go find help, man. Come on. There's a new fabric patch in development that you sew into your sleeves and uses static electricity to allow you to chat with AI and control smart devices.
Boom.
That's all right.
That sounds a little deep.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I mean, it's cool that you can do that if you choose to. That zero appeal to me.
Right. You have at it.
But
if
the
you
people
do that
do
you
like
go right ahead.
Yeah.
But no, I'm okay.
I don't need to. I don't need to talk to anybody else.
No, I don't even need to talk to smart devices. You know, I got the smart device at home years ago, and it was a
What'd
fun.
You get?
The little Echo.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
The
yeah.
Amazon Echo. And, it, you know, it's fine. And it was a fun little novelty that you could ask it questions and it would tell you. But honestly, if I wanted to find something or I wanted to set a timer, it was easier for me to just pull out my phone and do it.
Yeah.
Set a timer for 2 minutes, 20 minutes, starting now. Like, doggone it. No.
Isn't that why A-Ron keeps calling Miles?
That's right.
Says his brother's name.
Mike.
Right. And it calls Mike.
Mike Jones.
That's it. Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. I give you guys a 90% success chance on this one.
All right. No pressure.
This is going to be a good one. It is a noun, and it is a U word that means an imaginary place in which the government, laws, and social conditions are perfect.
Utopia.
Yeah. Utopia.
Known in Baltimore as Utopia. we're living in this Utopia. I don't want a utopia in Baltimore because I don't want to hear him say it.
Oh, no.
Welcome to our utopia. Seriously, I'm getting on your nerves. When Joe Flacco played there, I swear to God, just, wacko for Flacco. I'm like, God, shut up, man.
Down in Florida, they just call it the U.
The U, yeah. Welcome to the U.
And you kind of forget that one lady. Yeah, best burgers in Baltimore, hon. You can see the sign right there.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you got to come in on a game day.
And the Baltimore accent's almost like drunk Canadian.
Right? It is, and it's still odd because I can't explain to people. It's only kind of one part of the city that does it.
But it is thick.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's just everybody.
Well, you'll hear it in Pigtown. You'll hear it in Hamden. You'll hear it in Essex. You'll hear it in Dundalk.
But again, mostly on the east side.
D.C. to Baltimore is, to me, about the same distance as Seattle to Tacoma.
37 miles.
Right, so imagine if Tacoma, parts of it, just had a
completely different
conversation style.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Why you get into Delaware, you'll hear it. Philadelphia's got a little to it.
A little bit.
Not like Baltimore.
No. There's also more, you know, to give the East Coast credit, there's a lot of different routes that are clustered within the East Coast.
That makes sense, but you go, wait, how do you go 37 miles in one direction and it's entirely different? Or go 79 miles up to Philly and it's entirely different? Even babies. Oh, boo-hoo.
You talk about a transient town. Inherently, Washington, D.C. is just that. If you're not a senator or a House representative, you've got 8 years, maybe.
Right.
But for the most part, that's just turning over. So it's people from everywhere.
Right. Okay, that's fair. A new study found that hormones not only keep our bodies working properly, but...
Let you know you're doing a good job.
Could also... damn it. But could also have a negative effect on our mood and mental health.
Well, aren't hormones like all over the place?
Yes. I mean, that's one of the main things.
Can we dictate where the money goes for these expenditures?
Right.
Isn't that like the whole thing with hormones?
No, here's the thing.
How did you get a grant for that?
We know that as an indicator for like teenagers when they start acting up is that their hormones are going out of whack.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop when you get older. You're just supposed to and expected to have a better handle on it.
Well, it's the same with menopause. It happens again for women.
Ta-da.
They're like, oh, no, we know what's going on.
Right.
There's just nothing I can do about it, and I'll shut the hell up and rub my feet.
That's a big buzzword in my age group right now.
What, menopause?
Well, it's like penamenopause.
Pre-menopause.
Predopause. I don't know.
Hot flashes.
People are talking about it.
Manstrating.
Well, not dude.
Manstrating.
Other people's wives.
I'm going through my menstrual cycle.
No woman has a midlife crisis. It's always a dude. Yeah. It's just a different name.
Yeah. But you know what? You're exactly right. We have a middle.
No one goes, I need a Porsche.
That's exactly
there
right.
There was Keith Urban who did it.
Ah, oh, lordy. Mm-hmm.
I feel like they lean more towards horse farm.
Let's get a converted barn. Let's buy an acre. Like, no, because that involves work.
Right.
I'm going through the midlife crisis.
By the way.
It's the exact, I don't want to work.
You ain't pulling up your sleeves.
Yeah, right? That's the thing. Oh, I have to go birth the, okay.
Yeah. I got to go out and fix this damn thing up.
Uh-huh.
We should get a farm. No, because you ain't going to take care of a damn one of them.
It's like when your kid wants a pet. It's like, it's your pet.
I want to run a kitty house.
Can I get a cat? You're going to change the cat litter? Yes. Okay, see, that's the first lie you've ever told me. You just don't even know you're lying, because you're not.
Ted, what day is it?
Tuesday.
You guessed it. It is National Dessert Day.
No kidding.
And we just talked about... Sorry.
Couldn't come up with another word for...
Good breaks. Good breaks. But you know what? We just talked about Canada, so let's get American.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Covering the best... The 10 best American desserts.
All right.
Well, as far as your guys' dessert world, okay, we have desserts. You're opening up the menu.
Pecan pie for me.
Pecan pie. Okay, really? Pecan pie.
I love pecan pie.
It's awesome.
I love sweet potato pie.
God, I still want to try
sweet
potato
black.
Pie.
Look, I'm black. All right, let's just say that.
Fair.
And it covers it, all right?
I still want to try sweet potato pie, dude.
Do you like sweet potatoes?
Yes.
Okay.
The first time I heard it, kid you not, was iRobot, the movie with Will Smith, and he had sweet potato pie. As soon as he said that, I was like, damn, that sounds fantastic, actually.
It really is, man. And we're in that season where I know I'll get at least one.
Nice.
That's always
sweet
the thing.
Potato pie.
I make one pumpkin pie, one sweet potato pie. Like, cool, because I'm going to eat both.
Miles Montgomery, if you're opening up the dessert menu, what are you hoping is on there? Something.
First of all, hot fudge sundae. I can never
Hot fudge sundae. Attaboy.
When's the last time you had one?
Right. Do you like go full bore with it? Like, are you putting like bananas in there and like sprinkles and like what? What
well,
do you
that would be a banana
sundae?
Banana split.
Split. That's right. My bad.
So I might take some peanuts, but overwhelmingly, just give me the hot fudge and ice cream, bro. God, I don't know.
The last time not the one you guys will hate is coconut cream pie.
Yes, I will hate
I
that.
I love that.
I will hate that.
Are we talking about like high end fancy desserts that are American?
Like bananas Foster.
Kind of standard.
That's what I was saying. Is bananas Foster on there?
That'll work too. You know what? I'll take bananas Foster.
Key lime pie.
It's not on my list there, Mr. Fancy Pants, but you know what? You go ahead and have
damn
it.
Damn it.
High dollar.
Number 10 on the list of the 10 best American desserts, they go with carrot cake. Moist recipe. The moist spice cake is packed with shredded carrots and often includes nuts, raisins, pineapple. It's finished with a generous layer of rich cream cheese frosting. I do love some carrot cake.
I don't mind carrot cake. I don't know why the carrots are even involved. I don't know if they contribute flavor. And I'm not knocking them because actually I don't hate them in it. But like, why?
And I will say,
here?
The bigger the carrot gets in the cake, the less I like it.
Yes.
I prefer essence of the
should
carrot.
We shred it?
Yeah.
Like it says.
Right.
Like the directions say.
Right.
Right. Like, dude, you got chunks of carrot in here. Get real.
Exactly.
Stop adding raisins to every damn thing.
Well, that was big back in the day.
Yeah.
I know. Do we have, like, a surplus of raisins and the government's like, please, can you just put this in there every recipe that doesn't call for it?
There won't be if Miles keeps eating all the doggone grapes in the grocery
please
store.
Please do.
That's right. Key lime pie. There you go, Ted. At number 9.
Like some key lime pie.
I only eat it in the summer, but it is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. It is a summertime dessert, and honestly, it a little goes a long way with me just because citrus fruits and dessert don't quite mix with me.
There's a seafood place where my mom used to live, and they do a like that graham cracker crust.
Oh, yeah.
But they put like a second layer, like a Big Mac, in the key lime pie.
Oh, man.
It is so
nice.
Good.
You know what? Great twist. I like that. Hell yeah. Banana pudding. Solid favorite.
It's
okay.
It's all right.
Layers of vanilla wafers, sliced bananas, and sweet vanilla-flavored custard.
Do
often
people
top of
buy
with cream.
Vanilla wafers for any purpose other than making that dessert?
Dude, when I was a kid, I didn't have banana pudding until I was an adult, but we had vanilla wafers in the house always.
We always had vanilla wafers, but we knew it was going to be used in the banana pudding.
Have you had same thing, banana cream pie? It's basically what it is.
No, but
so
I'm
the
sure
wafers take
that.
Care of the crust, and there's banana cream.
Nice.
Thrill, you're right. My mother loves Nello wafers.
Mm.
So my sister's house, she got like the little packages of them. I ate one every day.
Yeah, if you put it in a little convenient package, I think I'm more apt to just start.
It's like, I'll have a couple Nello wafers.
Number 7 is one that's another summertime treat. Always around a campfire.
Oh, s'mores.
S'mores.
Did you say s'mores?
S'mores.
S'mores.
S'mores. S'mores.
Is a Scottish? Sean Connery here for s'mores.
Don't know why I said it that way.
S'mores.
Hey, I love those schmaltz.
And then recently people have started upgrading them with like putting a Reese's there instead of a Hershey chocolate. Stuff
yep,
like that.
Learned that from my buddy Sal. Also, they sell that package at Costco that it's bits of graham cracker, marshmallow, all covered in dark chocolate.
VD brought it in
like
one
little
time.
Pieces.
Oh,
yeah, and the s'mores mix.
S'mores mix. S'mores.
Yeah, don't, I mean, buy a bag of it and then poop your brains out the next day. You ate most of it.
When it comes to cakes, number 6 was always, in my opinion, kind of the next step up with cake. This isn't a chocolate, this isn't a vanilla or a yellow cake. This is red velvet cake.
It's okay.
I
don't mind the taste. It just always seems so dense to me.
Yeah.
And that's not even really a knock. It is delicious. It's just,
but
I don't know.
So sometimes like a really cakey, thick donut, that's what that tastes like.
Yeah.
Like red velvet cake just has that heft.
A little drier is also the problem.
And honestly, it's not bad. It's just like,
Yeah.
It's like it's so hyped up.
Well, it's the thing, you know, when you're a kid, you hear it's like caviar and escargot, and you finally eat it, you're like, all right, it tastes like cake.
It's a cake.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, Ted, I'm one of the people hyping it up. I get excited about red velvet cake.
You're right.
For
no
reason.
Hype man.
For no reason. It's red. Like, I don't. For no reason. It's fine. It's great cake.
If you're colorblind, it's gray.
It reminds me of blood.
Steve, you show up at number 5 on the list with a pecan pie.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat, man.
You know what? That was the first pie that I enjoyed. I had tried different pies. I couldn't get around the crust when I was a kid. You know, it's not sweet. It's just crust.
Yeah, pies can kind of lead different
my
ways.
Grandfather served me a slice of pecan pie, however you want to say it, and I took the first bite. I was like, this is actually quite nice.
It's odd, but I call it pecan pie, but I call the nuts pecans.
Pecans.
But once you put them in a pie, now it's a pecan pie.
There was a lady that worked with my mom for years, and you had to put in an order around Christmas at, like, Thanksgiving. And she baked only so many of them, but she was famous for a recipe.
Nice.
Ooh.
And then she died and didn't leave it to anyone.
And left it to nobody.
She is dead.
Is that kind of the MO with you? Like, this is the best, and then they died. And the recipe went with them.
It's happened a couple times.
You know what? You should do that on your gravestone. Just put whatever it is people like that you make, the sausage dip, whatever. Just put the recipe. Have it engraved on there. I am dead. The recipe is not dead with me.
There it is.
Number four, a classic that you can make at home any time of the year, brownies.
Sure, man.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
I feel like you can, though, with a brownie. There have been times when you can screw up the brownie.
You ever add, like, chocolate chips and all that?
I don't like a whole lot of stuff in the brownie.
What's the one that it's like a chocolate chip cookie and brownie together?
The black bottom?
I don't know, but that thing's awesome.
I like the ones with the caramel, like the turtle.
Those are fantastic.
When you pour it on top?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Number three, cheesecake.
Oh, yeah, I love cheesecake, man.
Yeah.
I think cheesecake has just gotten so far away from the original cheesecake.
Yeah.
Because, like, the Cheesecake Factory.
Sure.
Like, a chocolate cheesecake to me isn't cheesecake.
Was that like a mousse cake then?
Yeah, to me, it's fine. It's really good.
Fantastic.
I just think it's mislabeled.
Okay. I see
where
you're
going.
But
you're still using cream cheese.
You are.
Because it's not mousse. Yes. But yeah. And
same with the black bottom.
Yeah, it's just cheesecake.
But they call it a black bottom.
It is called a black bottom.
Hang on, what is a black bottom?
Essentially, it'd be like crushed up Oreo crust.
Okay.
And then,
see, because I like cheesecake.
You would love it.
You would absolutely lose your freaking mind. If you see it on a menu, just order it.
All right. Can I have the black bottom?
Then a woman from Atlanta walks out like,
talk about bun cakes, my girl's got them.
I heard about you, sugar.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
The classic American favorite there at number two.
They're the Lay's potato chips of desserts.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with them. They're basic.
And they're different from everybody that you get them, you know, and everybody kind of has their own style.
Do not add raisins to it.
You know, yeah, I'll give you that.
Do not add walnuts to it.
Yes.
Just don't.
Correct.
Let me rephrase this. If you would like to make a chocolate chip and walnut cookie, please do, but call it that. Do not call it a chocolate chip cookie.
Correct.
And then put this crap in there.
Correct. Well, Reese's makes a peanut butter little chip.
Yeah, they do.
I feel so. When it comes to Chips Ahoy, are you guys a blue bag or a red bag?
Blue.
I prefer blue, but the kids have decided red, and therefore that is my life.
Ted,
I'll eat either, but I do like the red bag. I like the chewy one.
Thank you. The red bag is superior, you guys.
Yeah,
you think
old
so?
Fogies, yes.
Well, it depends on if you.
It's just kind of weird to me. Like, I like that they're soft.
Yeah.
And I wish the blue bag could be as soft as the red bag, but there's something in the taste where I'm like, whatever I'm tasting is why it's soft.
So for me, a soft cookie needs to be warm. So if you put it in the microwave for a couple of minutes, it's better.
Okay.
But the idea for me with a chocolate chip cookie is dunking it in milk.
Yeah.
And you can't do that with a red bag.
That's fair.
That's fair. I knew he was going there, and he's exactly right.
Yes, he is.
If you have milk, blue bag. Any other day of the week, red bag.
Knock down a red bag. Yeah. And then this is the number one best and most American of desserts.
Apple pie.
Does it deserve to be number one?
Yes.
No.
It is literally the most American dessert. I don't know how it got that. Baseball's the greatest pastime.
I'd rather have peach cobbler.
It gets that title.
Peach cobbler is better.
It's sourced from apples, so I understand that inherently, you know, it starts and ends here. I do get that. But as far as, put it this way, if I'm going to impress someone else from another country, it ain't going to be apple pie.
Disagree.
It will not be.
Really? I'm with Mike. I just go to buy a cheap one at some store or whatever, you got to have apple pie.
One of these days.
Really?
One of these days, I'm going to get brave enough to try what everybody's big fad is when it comes to apple pie is throwing a slice of cheddar on it.
I guess the cheese.
I've heard cheddar.
We did Oreos with cheddar cheese, and it was fine, man.
Yeah. Also, I think apple pie should be hot.
Agreed.
Yes.
Agreed.
You know. Really?
If it's left over, throw it in the microwave.
Yep. Yes. Oh, I like eating that cold piece.
Okay.
But I'm a sicko.
He's a necrophiliac.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Littering for one woman in New York has turned into felony charges, Miles.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. First, I want to comment on a YouTube comment here. I hate when people do this to you. And Miles, you and I had a conversation kind of similar, but with a different example. It just says, man, Dairy Gold made an awesome German chocolate ice cream. Yeah, they don't make ice cream anymore. Then why'd you bring it up? Because as soon as I read that, I'm like, ooh, that sounds good, man. I'm going to get me some. Well, I guess I'm not. Cool. Thanks. I won't say the conversation Miles and I had.
They don't make it like they used to.
No, they don't.
It involves food, but slightly different. All right. Today, we chose 29-year-old Peter Higginbotham of somewhere in Oregon.
Peter Higginbotham.
That is his last name. Peter had a 1996 Toyota Camry, but it was hotwired and stolen. Now, his car was a bit of what you might call junk. It even had a bumper sticker on it that read, quote, "The book value of my car is one Baja Blast." That's the bumper sticker he put on there. So, about a month ago, the car and the thief both turned up. Car was a mess. The insurance company declared it totaled, paid out $1,700. Now, the thief was a woman named Cesaree Walter, not Desiree Walter. It is, in fact, Cesaree Walter. And she was charged with unauthorized use and possession of a stolen vehicle, which are both felonies. Now, Peter asked the judge to drop the charges against her in exchange for a Mountain Dew Baja Blast. Seriously. It took some convincing, but the judge eventually agreed. Peter got his Baja Blast and didn't like it. Nonetheless, he was still fine with the deal.
Wow. She got off lucky.
The judge was very clear about that to her, saying, listen, I cannot make this man prosecute you, but he refuses to prosecute you as long as you get him a Baja Blast in exchange, which she did, and she got off scot-free. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
All right, let's get a contestant on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.